Today is Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday here on Life Words Day by Day. Ken Myers, a cultural anthropologist, lists 6 major influencers that help shape culture. And one of those major influencers is inventions. What do inventions have to do with culture? Well, some inventions change our way of life. Consider the printing press. The printing press was a major vehicle for the Protestant Reformation. Or think of indoor plumbing, which changed the way we keep food or even how we stay healthy ourselves. These inventions change our habits as we interact with them, which in turn changes our culture. So what are some of the major influential inventions in the last, say, 20 years? Well, without a doubt, we would have to say the internet and the cell phone, which then paved the way for the smartphone, the ability to communicate globally within a matter of seconds from a device that fits into our pockets. Well, that's just absolutely phenomenal. But how has this shaped culture? Well, it's changed the way we receive information and how often we receive that information. Instead of waiting on a weekly or even daily newspaper or the 6 o'clock news, we now have access to news and information all the time. Further, the way culture is being shaped by this through an invention which happened downstream of the smartphone, which is what we call social media. Social media now has the ability to influence millions of people with a particular message in a matter of seconds. You're probably experiencing social media right now. And oftentimes, we can grossly underestimate the impact that messaging has upon us because we naively think that we are not that naive. But we can't stop inventions, can we? What we can do is be discerning in thinking about how an invention can enter, shape, or even take over our lives. How much has your cell phone changed you? How much self-control do you really have over it, and how much does it have over you? From my perspective, we are no longer people who have gadgets. Rather, we have become gadgets themselves, mindlessly doing and saying whatever the messaging is presenting to us. So as Christians, let's be discerning in how we use inventions. When you pray today, please remember Michael and Josie Barton, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Hindi Kenya Life Word broadcast that's heard in Kenya.